Here's today's Spotlight on Learning on WCHL. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist, and this week our theme is on the power of nature to support our students. Today we're focusing on the high school learner. We've explored how time outdoors can help brains to develop and also battle depression. One of the leading voices in this field of green therapy is Richard Louvre. He's author of Nature Deficit Disorder and says that green therapy is highly beneficial for children with symptoms of ADHD and other mental health disorders. We have learned that green outdoor settings appear to reduce ADHD symptoms in children across a wide range of individual, residential, and case characteristics. And I would add that for the high school learner, these experiences must be technology-free. Each day, I see a young girl outside my kitchen window who walks her sweet dog, totally dialed into her phone. I always feel so sad for her pet, who looks at her longingly. But here's the thing. Our teens need the experience of being technology-free, and we're the ones who have to provide that boundary. I always had clients who came back from sleepaway camp in New York who were actually sad to be immersed in the pressure of social media again. Once they had broken the addiction, they loved being free of technology. So I'll leave you with this quote of the day from the founders of Natural Learning. Without continuous hands-on experience, it is impossible for children to acquire a deep, intuitive understanding of the natural world that is the foundation of sustainable development. A critical aspect of the present-day crisis in education is that children are becoming separated from daily experience of the natural world. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. If you want to learn more, visit my blog on chapelboro.com.